The show you're about to listen to is very old and comes with a warning. When we recorded these shows over a decade ago, the world was a different place and we were little more than children. As a result of this, you might hear a few things that by today's standards we judge to be inappropriate or offensive. Please don't be offended. In the years that have passed since recording these shows, we've all grown up to be wonderful, loving, liberal, free-thinking, open-minded individuals. If the us from over a decade ago say something to upset the you of today, please understand that we're as disgusted with ourselves as you are. But isn't this what life is all about? Learning and growing? We all said and did things in our younger days that make us cringe when we think about them. We just recorded it and put it out on the internet. With all that in mind, I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and there's just one more thing. Don't email the show or try to enter competitions. We don't have that email anymore, and all the competitions are over. We do have a Facebook group where you're very welcome to discuss any aspects of the podcast. Please visit simplysyndicated.com for more information.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
Good evening and welcome to the first edition of Make It So in the year of 2007. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
According to Star Trek lore, this year we will be seeing, the end of the Eugenics Wars.
Something like that.
Start of World War III.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Should be a good year then.
I'm looking forward to it.
I
wonder if by now people know who bought the Enterprise D. Observation lounge table and chairs.
Maybe. We're very excited about this. We just went onto StarTrek.com and saw under the auction Mark II or something like
that. Yeah, they did an auction a couple of months ago where among the items they sold the Enterprise D model.
Right.
Like the 3 foot big.
That would be awesome.
Sold for $500,000.
Fucking hell.
And so this is auction part two. Mm. And they're selling the Enterprise D observation lounge table and chairs. Bloody hell.
You just want it in your dining room.
So much.
You'd have to buy a bigger house, but, you know, you'd want it in your dining room, you know.
Mm.
Like you say, coasters would start appearing.
Coasters, placemats, the lot.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah. In fact, if you could just have that room, if that was just your dining room, just that room, the consoles wouldn't have to do anything necessarily.
I actually did ask Alison if we could make one room in the house like it was a Star Trek room, and she said no.
Right. I'm surprised the outcome of that conversation wasn't different.
I'm not.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so this week we are going to be discussing another topic from a member of this forum.
Again, who we neglected to look up.
And we're shit.
If you know, again, if you know who you are, then...
You know who you are.
Well done.
Well done. And thank you very much for giving us material. Because every week I think we should point out to people that we come along and we would start scratching our heads. And, what are we going to do this week?
What should we talk about?
What should we talk about this week? And there's plenty to talk about. It's just thinking of something.
That's the problem. It's because there's so much to talk about that you get stuck.
Yeah. So this week we are going to be doing Dream Crew.
Who would you have on your Dream Crew?
Who would you be? And this is a nice question for people at home to be pondering, thinking about, you know, if you like put together, let's say time is not an issue.
Okay.
Location is not an issue.
No.
You're putting together the ultimate crew of Star Trek. And I'm thinking we can only have one person per designated role.
Yes.
So you can't have Kirk, Picard and Sisko on your ultimate crew.
No, that would be bollocks.
No. So,
because then you'd just have every member of every crew.
No.
Wouldn't
but
you?
You'd have a lot. Okay. Right. Shall we start off then at the bottom and work our way up? Let's start with annoying children.
Do you know what? You do yours and then I'll do mine.
Well, let's do it concurrently.
Okay, we'll do each, because otherwise
it's going to be a bit one-sided, I think. And, you know, people are going to switch off halfway through.
Okay. Annoying child.
Then. Annoying child. Okay.
Every crew has an annoying child.
Of some description.
Right.
And kind of, I'm trying to think who the equivalent would be in each one now, because we've got...
Wesley Crusher, Harry Kim, Jake
Really,
Sisko.
Harry Kim? Or do you think Neelix? No, Neelix is more of the comic...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Neelix.
Maybe Kes.
No, Kes was the Counselor Troy character.
Yeah. You see, it's a bit tough, this, actually.
Let's go with Neelix, actually, because Neelix. Harry Kim's a helmet.
An
ops person.
Ops person.
So we'll include him in that. So Wesley Crusher, Jake Sisko, Neelix. Want to say Travis in Enterprise, but
again, he's the pilot. Yeah,
but I'm not going to pick him for pilot. So let's have him in as annoying child.
Okay.
And then the original Enterprise didn't really have one.
No, it didn't.
No. Okay, so who would you pick for annoying child?
Well, if we're including Travis in that,
yeah, we'll include Travis.
Then it's going to have to be Travis, really, isn't it? Because he's by far the least annoying,
the least featured.
Hmm.
I'm going with Wesley Crusher.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I am, because he was the most useful. He actually saved the Enterprise on a number of occasions.
Yeah, but he's so annoying.
But I'd have better control over him, and I'd be known for always saying, "Shut up, Wesley!"
Right. Okay, so you're going Wesley, I'm going Travis on that one. Okay, fair enough, that'll do.
That's it.
So, Travis strictly for lack of irritation.
You see, here's the thing, now I think about it, Wesley Crusher is also the pilot of the ship.
Yes, he is.
So there is an awful tendency to make the pilot of the ship the lamest of the characters.
Yeah, there is.
Why the hell is that? Why is the dumbest, crappiest, youngest person on the ship flying the fucker?
Yeah.
Have we ever asked that question before?
No.
Why isn't the most experienced pilot available to Starfleet flying the Enterprise?
Yeah.
That would seem to make the most sense.
That would make more sense. Also, oddly, that in what who used to the Defiant used to get piloted by Dax.
Hmm.
Okay, I mean, maybe Dax had some piloting experience in her previous life or something like that.
Dax.
But, you know, she's a dedicated science officer, so why do you have her piloting the ship?
There's no one else going.
No.
That was the problem.
That was the problem with DS9. There wasn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Ops officer, then.
Mm.
So you've got Data.
Yeah.
You've got...
Oh, he's the science officer as well, isn't he?
Well, he sits at the front as well.
Okay. All
it's
right,
pretty much that position.
Okay. So we've got
next to Wesley or Travis.
Right. Okay.
So you've also got, let me think, Harry Kim.
Yeah.
And you've got T'Pol.
Yeah.
And you've got Sulu.
Sulu, I'm thinking.
No, Sulu flew the ship.
Yeah, he did.
With Chekov.
Is the tactical officer.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah. So you're talking really.
Ops is Spock.
Spock.
Right, oh God then, right, because, you know, I'm still going to have to go Data.
Mm.
It's the same as the Kirk-Picard debate, Spock or Data,
yeah,
and Data's just much better.
Right, okay. I would have to go with Spock.
Both of them died saving the Enterprise.
Yep.
Spock got to come back.
Yep. Data may still...
Biggest sacrifice for Data there.
Probably.
I think.
Probably, I don't know, but then the problem with doing this is that half of what makes these characters good is how they interact with the people around
them.
That's
very true.
So I'm automatically thinking, how would Travis and Spock interact?
Badly.
Badly, I'm thinking.
Badly, but I've got Wesley and Data, who are friends.
That's true.
We know they get on well. We know they're a good team.
You've got a bit of a slant on the next gen here at the moment.
I know, but that's because they're the best crew.
Ah.
But I'm going to try and break away from it soon. I don't know how.
Okay.
I really don't know how.
We'll see.
Because, well, it's difficult.
Okay, so we've got...
Because you move on to Chief of Security then.
Right, okay, we're moving on to Chief of Security now.
And you've got fucking... Worf.
Yeah, you've got Worf. You've got Odo.
Odo.
You've got Malcolm.
Yes, Malcolm Reed. And the Vulcan guy from Voyager, whose name again?
Tuvok.
Tuvok.
And they didn't really have one in the original series, did they?
A security officer.
They did.
Chekov, we just said, haven't we?
As tactical officer, yeah.
That's what it is, really.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
so for that, now, I obviously just want to say Worf, because he was most definitely the hardest, most nails security slash tactical officer of anyone, really. Mm. And if I had to pick somebody to be watching my back, I'd pick Worf. Failing that, Odo.
Yeah. Now, you see, Odo has his uses.
He does.
Worf can't do.
Exactly.
Also, Odo is a tad more of a tacticianer,
yes,
than Odo, than a Worf even. Worf is more of a tool. You know, he's more of a blunt instrument, isn't he? Really, he's
Do
not. He's not much of a thinker.
Well, I'm going to go with you on Odo then, because I've got the feeling that's what you're going to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with. Odo.
I think then Tuvok, maybe then Travis. Mm. I always liked Travis. I always thought he was good at his job, sort of thing. But I feel Tuvok would be harder.
You mean Malcolm?
Malcolm, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Tuvok would be better.
Yeah.
Definitely. Didn't he make a bow and arrow once in the woods and kill people with it and shit like
Probably.
That? Proper MacGyver shit.
Yeah. And a Vulcan is 5 times stronger than a human.
Exactly.
Occasionally.
Occasionally, when it's necessary.
When it's necessary for it to be that way in the story.
Although, do you remember that episode of Enterprise? Never said that before. Where they discover a ship of Vulcans where they've all gone mad.
That was a good episode.
Yes, it was.
That was a very good episode. It was quite scary. They had a syndrome, didn't they?
Yeah, due to being near that thing, the element in the rock.
That's
and then
it.
T'Pol was injecting it like you obviously start doing when you've seen that.
Clearly.
Yeah. But that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
I remember that was then a running theme for a few shows, wasn't it?
Yeah.
T'Pol on drugs. Ooh.
Ooh. Mon.
This is your brain on drugs.
Mm.
Vulcan-y.
Vulcan style.
So are we going with Odo for security officer then?
Okay, we're going with Odo.
We're getting through these ever so quickly.
That's all right, we'll slow down a bit then.
We'll slow down.
Well, we've got the harder ones coming up now, so...
Okay.
Chief Engineer.
Scotty, Geordi, Delana Torres.
O'Brien,
and... Not Malcolm, the other one.
Trip.
Okay.
Now, Torres, I'm going to rule out straight away.
Yeah, okay.
This is a fucking tough one.
You really, again, on a Geordi versus... No, you're not. Scotty's out. Let's be honest.
Hey?
Scotty's out.
Out?
Yeah.
Out of the running?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think
he's a bit lackadaisical, isn't he, Scotty?
Yeah.
He's a bit, as much as you like him, he's a bit of a slacker, really.
I do always question his ability to do his job.
Yeah.
Although he does always ultimately come through, I do think it's a little hairy sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a toss-up between Geordi and O'Brien, really.
Yeah. Trip?
Trip, I don't know. I never really warmed to the character all that much.
No,
and he had that southern accent that just.
No, I quite like Trip. I could go with Trip, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, you're kind of down to Geordi and O'Brien,
you see,
really.
Either would be good.
Mm.
But really, you're gonna go with Geordi just for the group dynamic, because then you've got the Geordi Data double team.
See, I don't, because Data isn't on my crew.
No.
So
who did you get? Spock.
Spock.
Maybe he'd work well with Scotty.
Maybe he'd work well with Scotty. Not really the biggest relationship in the original series.
No, they were one of this kind of bland relationship sort of thing.
Yeah.
You never felt with the original crew that any of them could hang out with any of them.
Yeah, apart from Kirk, Spock and McCoy.
Yeah.
That was it.
You know, Sulu and Spock never hung out.
Sulu and Chekhov.
Yeah.
You kind of got, but yeah, then it was, yeah, that's, yeah, Sulu and Spock never hung out, did they?
Well, Sulu and Chekhov, because they sit next to each other and pass notes to each other without Kirk noticing.
Yeah.
Just sat behind them, always looking over. What are you two doing? I can see you. That's why he's up there,
yeah.
And they're down there, actually. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've lost myself now.
You've lost yourself in a world of shit. We were choosing Chief Engineer.
Chief Engineer.
So, yeah.
See, I think O'Brien would again work well with Data for me, and he'd be diplomatic enough to work with Spock. I'd see it taking a while for them to warm to each other.
Mm.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I can see.
I'm thinking of O'Brien's more straight-laced, serious moods and that sort of thing. You need someone he can be more casual with.
Mm. So what, Geordi then?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Geordi.
I realise
I'm just really picking the next gen crew one by one.
You've diverged with Odo. You went with Odo over Worf, so we'll kind of...
Well, just to not pick a next gen crew member, really.
Right, okay.
I really wanted
Worf. I thought I'd argued you out of that one. Oh, never mind.
Well, they both have the benefits.
They do both have the benefits. See. It's more of a coin flip, really. Than
it is. That's the thing with it.
Thing is, I'm going to go with Geordie because Geordie has more engineering experience than O'Brien. O'Brien's more of a fix-it man.
Yeah, I get that.
And an ex-soldier. Yeah. And, you know, more of a kind of like a greasy car mechanic versus an aeronautical engineer.
Yeah. He's not even done the academy, has he?
No, he's not. He's not a commissioned officer. Well, not after.
Not in DS9.
Not in DS9, apparently. They took it away from him at some point.
Yeah, something happened.
Something went wrong.
A couple of kids by accident.
Yeah, well, he is, isn't he? He's an officer in Next Gen, and then he's suddenly not.
Don't know why they bothered doing that. There was really no need or point to it.
There wasn't.
Other than to make the amusing thing where Nog ends up his superior officer because he's been to the academy.
That's right.
Which is a little bit funny, but I don't know. What annoyed me most about when they did that was when Nog went to the academy, it ended with the line of O'Brien saying, yeah, when he gets back, I'll have to salute him. And we all laughed and they, oh, yeah. But then they did the joke and we thought, yeah, that was that you said. Yeah. I remember.
Okay. So
we've not picked an engineer yet. I'm
going with Geordie.
I'll go with Geordie then.
That's my first next gen, that one.
Okay. So
I've got a bit of a diverse range going here.
That's good. You're doing much better than I am. I'm just fulfilling a few boyhood fantasies.
You're just chucking Odo into the next gen crew so far. It. Well, I think we're going to have to get you with this one because there's no way you're picking Crusher or Polanski on Doctor.
Oh, fuck no. Bashir every time.
Yeah. Or Phlox.
Well, here's the thing. You know what? I'm having trouble with the original, with the Enterprise crew because I feel they don't know as much. They're not as clever.
Do you have the same problem with the original series crew then in that respect? I mean, McCoy.
A little bit, yeah. Mm. McCoy was very good, though, and he did a lot.
McCoy was very good.
Crusher was good, but...
boring.
Yeah, I'd rather have Julian Bashir on board, quite frankly.
Yeah, he's genetically modified.
He's super sharp. Good one. You know, you can rely on him to find the disease just before everyone dies at the last minute.
Well, what about the Doctor?
The Doctor?
Voyager.
Oh, Voyager and the Doctor. Again, that's where I go with it. It's either Bashir or the Doctor.
Yeah, but the Doctors are made of electrons.
That's it. I preferred Bashir.
Yeah. I think that one's
it's got to be
Bashir.
And he'll work well with everyone.
Yeah.
He'll fit in, I think.
Yeah.
With the other people I've picked.
Yeah.
Data.
I'm sorely lacking women in my crew as well at the moment. There's none.
Well, we've only ever had one counsellor, so that's Troy.
We had Dax, we had Ezra Dax in DS9, which we're not going to go. Yeah, she was a counsellor, she was shit. So, yeah, so Counsellor Troy.
Okay, Counsellor Troy.
Okay, what else we've got? Now, this starts to become a bit hazy here because there's things like Science Officer, which then you've got Data and you've got Spock, who also have dual roles.
I'm just going to stick with my crew as it is there, I think.
Right, okay. So now we're on First Officer then.
You see, right out the bat, I don't want to say Riker because I'd have that dirty mark on my ops panel.
Yeah, you would.
His foot up all the time.
You would.
You see, then I can bring Spock in, really.
Yeah, that's a bit cheating, isn't it?
There's a cheeky one.
There is a cheeky one.
You see, I saved him for later.
You saved him for later.
First Officer.
Right, okay. So you're going to bring Spock in on that one.
You see, wasn't Trip the First Officer on Enterprise?
No, that would be T'Pol, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, she was.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have her as my First Officer.
No, Moody.
I mean, bit of eye candy, but...
You'd be distracted constantly.
Frightening.
You know, and...
Scary.
Yeah.
And all that. And you just constantly want to shout, will you just smile?
Yeah.
Just once. Just pretend.
Could you try some baggy clothes? You know, Ensign Smith is having trouble. He's wanking again.
This is
he's wanking again on the bridge. I can't put him in the brig for the third time this
and
week.
And everybody is wanking.
Everyone is
I'm
masturbating.
I'm wanking now while I'm saying this to you.
Could
please
you please
go change?
Go get a frock.
Yeah.
You know.
Just some tracky bottoms.
Some tracky.
Anything.
Something that doesn't look like it was spray painted on you.
Why do you always cut that V shape in your hair?
Yeah.
What's that about, please?
Mm-hmm.
Just a normal fringe, perhaps, like all the other women.
You see, Riker's a bit useless as well, really. He's a bit you know, he's an entertaining character. He's very,
yeah.
He's more like the morale officer on the Enterprise, isn't he? He does
also fulfill that thing, but I think you would argue that is part of the job of a first officer, to be in touch. He's sort of halfway between the crew and the captain. Mm. He's that go-between. The captain has to remain completely aloof, whereas the commanding officer sort of can fraternize with the crew, so to speak, make them think he's their mate. But ultimately, at serious times, he's also very serious.
Right.
And he's who you go to be shouted at.
Mm. You've also got the cheeky one of Chakotay.
I did like Chakotay, to be perfectly honest.
Boring.
I thought he was one of the better things in Voyager.
Boring human being.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, he'd be a good laugh as well.
You think?
Yeah. And I've got to get off Next Gen crew anyway.
Right.
Who was the first officer of...
Kieran Arise.
Kieran Arise. No, she wound me up. She was too, I don't know.
You see,
spontaneous.
I would have to go with Kira.
Really?
Because she's an ex-terrorist.
You see, is that a good qualification?
I think that's a very good qualification.
Because I wouldn't put that on my CV.
It shows ingenuity. It shows tactics. Bravery to a certain extent.
Yes, I suppose.
War experience.
Being a nutter. But more than a terrorist, she was actually a resistance fighter.
Yeah.
She was seen to be a good guy anyway, so
mm-hmm.
I'm really just being a pain in the ass.
Plus, you know, I need some girls. So,
that's true.
So I'm going to go with Kira.
I've got Troy next to me. I'm fine.
Okay, you're fine. All right. Okay. I've got Troy on there as well, unfortunately.
It's no bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
She'll tell you when you need a holiday and stuff like that and send you to Risa.
That's good.
And any opportunity to go there is always a good one.
Mm, indeed.
I think. Mm. Then we come to Captain.
Well, let's go through miscellaneous because we've got a few stragglers here, haven't we?
I'm going to have Dave down in the brig.
Right, well...
on his own.
Who have we missed? Because we've got Uhura in the original series. We've got Dax... in DS9.
Well, Dax was the science officer, wasn't she?
Yes.
She was the science officer. So I'm just not taking her over Spock.
Right.
You know, I might take her over Spock, actually, now I've thought about it, because she's good with the Bat'leth as well.
Mm.
But the Vulcan neck pinch is always useful.
But you took Spock as first officer, not as science officer.
Did I?
Yes,
of course. So if I can have a separate science officer, I suppose on the Enterprise-D they would sit at the back... sort of on one of those computers at the back.
Well, there's Data as well. Data doubled up as a science officer.
So I'll have Dax to sort of even out Data's load. He never gets to do much second officering.
No, he doesn't.
Because he's always busy with something else. So I might let him, you know, spread his time like that. That's good.
Spread his wings, get some more experience.
Yeah.
Beef up his CV a bit. Yeah, okay. Dax, but who else? So we've got Uhura, Dax.
Now, you're going to need a food person. For which we have Neelix or Guinan or Quark.
Quark, that's right.
You see? Now, in that sense, Neelix, you feel, does a good job, but ultimately I'd stab him through the eye with a fork.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Guinan because she's really the best. She's there to tell you when she feels that something isn't quite right. Even though you've got no idea what it is.
Troy does that.
Yeah, but, she's there for other things.
Right, okay.
She's there to tell you when somebody believes they're telling the truth.
Right, okay.
He's telling the truth, or at least he believes he does.
Yeah, that was always a good one.
She always says that.
Captain Picard, I am really, 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 really upset. I'm getting the sense that he's angry with you, Captain.
Useless woman. Anyway, she keeps Riker quiet. Never tells him to. Does he put his foot up on the furniture at home? I don't know.
Probably.
Mm. He's being dramatic and they're having arguments.
Well, yeah, you kind of limited out Quark there for a second, though. But Quark's a wheeler dealer, so
he is. I don't want him on my ship.
No, you don't want him. You don't want him on the ship. No,
no,
really. As nice as a good character as he was, you don't really want him around. And he's got weird ears.
That would always bug me. Mm. Are they listening? Can they hear you?
Can you? Yeah. Anyone who gets turned on by having their ears touched.
That much. I think is a bit weird.
Yeah.
And they're always trying. The wheeler dealer thing puts me off.
Yeah.
Definitely. So I'm going with Guy.
Yeah, I think I'll second you with that one.
Definitely.
Okay.
Anyone else at all?
I'm trying to think, what else is there? That's pretty much it, isn't it?
That is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we go to Captain.
Well, hang on. We've not just done crew, okay. Let's choose villain.
villain to fight.
Mm, big villain. Because what we got? We've got...
See, I never fancied fighting the Borg.
We've got the Klingons. We've got the Borg. We've got the Dominion. We've got the Borg. We've got the Zindi.
The Zindi was shit.
The Zindi were rubbish. We're going to cross them off the list.
Well, this depends, actually. I think before we pick an enemy, we need to pick a ship.
That's also true. And you see, this is where it's not really fair on DS9. Although, let's just argue, for argument's sake, let's say the Defiant.
See, this is where I'm going to go a little bit cheeky with it all and cheat completely.
Right, okay.
But if I'm picking my dream crew and I can have anything I want, then I'd rather have a ship of my own design.
That is cheeky.
I know it's cheeky.
Why not just pick one of the existing ones?
Of the existing ones, the best one is the Enterprise E. That's too easy. That's too straightforward because it is just the best ship. It could blow all the others up in a fight.
No, the Defiant did pack a lot of firepower. Yeah, it's faster.
It couldn't beat the E.
It's more manoeuvrable.
I don't know. It's space. Why isn't everything as manoeuvrable as everything else?
It's true.
It's not like it's got gravity to fight against.
Maybe it was
like
more manoeuvrable in an atmosphere.
Yeah, but I'm not going in an atmosphere.
Okay.
I've got planes for that.
Okay.
And shuttlecraft.
So you're going to develop your big ship.
I want my own big ship.
Okay, what are you going to have on your own big ship?
I'm not going to go too complicated.
Okay.
But think Enterprise E.
Right.
But just twice as big in every dimension.
It's a big target.
Yeah, but it's a big fucking ship.
Right, okay.
And it's got twice as many weapons and stuff like that. It's huge. It's massive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's a bit like Galactica in the sense that it's got smaller fighter ships that can launch out of it as well.
Okay.
That's my ship. Call it the Enterprise J.
That you never got to see.
That you never got to see.
Cheeky fuckers. Yeah.
That's what I'd do. Uh-huh. And so then I'd battle everyone. Except Q, who would turn up every few months to annoy me.
Right, okay.
With something that would seem annoying at the time, but afterwards I'd learn a valuable lesson about myself.
Mm-hmm. And the nature of humanity.
And the nature
of
humanity.
Yeah, you always have to learn something about the nature of humanity at every stage possible. Never learned anything about Ferengiality or Klingonality or...
You learned a bit about the Ferengi. There was an episode on the Ferengi homeworld.
There was a few in DS9. You got quite a lot about the Ferengi, actually. In fact, you got a lot for what is effectively a mediocre race, really. Ultimate ship, for me, I'm thinking in a similar vein to yourself, but I'm thinking more like the Defiant, but huge!
Oh, a massive Defiant.
Massive.
Interesting idea.
Massive Defiant.
Oh, you know, I've just thought, what about that ship that they think is a Federation ship in Voyager, but turns out not to be?
I can't remember it.
Because that's a super fast, pointy...
I'm not too bothered about the speed. I'm more bothered about the...
It's the size, really.
The firepower and the size.
Big firepower.
Mm.
And I do like fast speed as well.
Lots of fighters. I'm not too bothered about the speed. As long as I can go warp 9.8, I'm all right.
Well, you never know. That could save you weeks on a long journey.
Could do. But I'm not intending to go that far.
No.
Just blow shit up.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Anything.
Anything. And I'd fight the Dominion.
Really?
Yeah.
I've got to define my enemy a bit more, I think. Because I quite like to fight the Romulans.
Right, okay.
But I don't know. I got the feeling towards the end of the next gen and the films, there was, you know, that was coming right. So I don't want to jeopardize that, really.
Right, okay.
The Cardassians, I feel, need an ass whooping.
Mm.
So probably I'd fight the Cardassians.
Okay.
Just for the sake of it, really.
Fair enough.
I feel they deserve it.
Mm. Well, they are grey.
That's it. Why would you be grey?
Yeah.
Ugly things.
And they love the heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very lizardy.
Yeah, they were.
The Zindi also had lizards.
Yeah.
But I don't feel they were worth bothering with, especially not in my Uber Enterprise.
No, and as we pointed out before, they did look like the fucking things out of Galaxy Quest.
Yes, they did.
Just not as good.
Bad move there. Mm. Bad move all around. Should have written Enterprise.
When your main villains look like the main villains of a Star Trek spoof.
Yeah, then you're doing it
wrong. You're in troubled territory.
Definitely.
Okay. Okay. So that's ships, villains, crew, all the major
that's everything
characters.
Then,
is that
yeah.
everything? Or yeah, the uniform.
So. Oh, the best uniform.
Hmm. It's got to be the grey stuff from First Contact onwards, really. It's got to be the grey collars.
Yeah, I like the grey collars.
Black jumpsuit, grey collars.
Yeah, definitely.
Teeny bit of colour.
I did also like the later next gen ones. I felt the DS9 style ones seemed a bit too casual.
Yeah, the later next gen ones are still big beaming bands of colour though.
Yeah, they are.
Which is why I prefer the black jumpsuit with the grey collars.
Right, fair enough.
And yeah, I also prefer the original series uniforms, the red ones.
They are good ones, but they do have the bell bottom trousers as well.
Didn't mind that so much.
Did you not?
No,
I thought they looked a tad silly.
Bit like flares. It's all right.
Exactly like flares,
exactly
only
like
sideways.
Flares. Yeah.
That's weird.
It was a bit odd. But then next gen had men walking around in miniskirts, so you really can't mind.
Yeah, they do. As if to show we're not just putting women in short skirts,
well,
you know?
Well, this is the thing. You watch the first episode of Next Gen and then you sort of think, there's a lot of women in miniskirts. This is a bit sexist, isn't it? And then you see a guy walk past in a mini skirt and you think, no, this is just weird.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I think we're done there.
Yeah, okay, so
much.
Captains then.
Oh, that's easy. Me. I'm the captain of my dream crew.
Okay.
Why would I want anyone else to do it?
Okay, besides yourself. Because I'd be doing the same thing.
Who did I pick as the best captain? Probably Picard, didn't I?
Mm,
or Sisko?
You picked Picard, I think. Oh, we collectively picked Sisko, didn't we? But
yeah, just to be controversial.
Just to be controversial. Controversial.
Mm.
Can't pronounce that.
Probably.
And you've got to start to think maybe who's going to interact best with your dream crew. Now, in your circumstances, I...
Probably Picard.
Probably Picard.
Mm.
How he'd get on with Bashir and Odo, that's interesting.
I think it'd be good.
Mm. I'd like to see a scene between Picard and Odo, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be quite interesting.
Ooh, maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
In fact, probably not.
Yeah.
Ever. Oh, well.
I think I'd go, yeah, I'm just going to be predictable and go with Sisko.
Okay, I'll be predictable and go with Picard then.
Fair enough. We've got two very different crews here.
We have.
Mm.
Now they need to have a fight.
Yeah.
No way we can work that out.
No way we can really simulate that.
No.
We've both got kick-ass ships.
Yeah.
We've both got very good crews.
Yep.
Yeah. Finest crews that Starfleet has to offer, in fact.
Pretty much.
As selected by you and I.
Yeah.
Mm.
We didn't pick any alien people that we would have.
Alien people?
Yeah, people that are officers on other ships. Shran would be a good captain.
Ah.
You see, that sort of thing. That just got a bit big though. I think we were fine doing it the way we did.
Okay.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay then, if you like this podcast, you can get others like it on simplysyndicated.com. We do movies you should see.
Mm-hmm.
And movie podcasts. We do
weekend watches. And or do you think that's just bollocks?
Yeah, go and tune into those.
Mm-hmm.
And all of them, simplysyndicated.com/podcast. Also, you can find our forum on that website and a link to vote for us on Podcast Alley. If you'd like to go and do that, we'd very much appreciate it.
Or if you'd like to write a review about us, preferably a positive one, you can do that on iTunes and we'd be very grateful.
Yeah, thank you to the three people who have gone and done that already.
Have they? I haven't heard those.
We are 4.5-star podcast.
4.5-star?
Yeah.
Who's the cheeky bastard who didn't give us 5?
I don't know.
Fine,
Movies You Should See is a 5-star podcast.
It is a 5-star podcast. Well, clearly we let it down.
Definitely.
You know, it's our co-hosts who bring us back up again.
But we're only 0.5-star bad.
We're only 0.5-star bad. Okay.
That's it.
So who's the missing 0.5-star? Or maybe you and I make up 4.5 of the 5 stars. And
I think we do.
Tristan Ellison and Rich make, Tristan Ellison and Craig make up the other half.
That's it. I'm maybe. Rich.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for listening. Welcome back after the new year and all.
Indeed. And we will see you next week.